Good morning, everyone. It is always a joy for me to share in this young adult session. And I bring with me the love and greetings of the saints in Barbados. And I really want to enjoy some thoughts together out of the book of Hebrews in chapter 1 as we look at the greatness of Christ. The book of Hebrews, chapter 1. We're just going to read for the moment verses 1, 2, 3, and 4. It says, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he have appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained the more excellent name than they. Can we just bow our heads for just one brief moment? God and Father, we thank thee so much for this wonderful privilege of looking at the Lord Jesus and being engaged with him. We ask that as we would contemplate him, something in our hearts would happen. Love would be stirred, appreciation, adoration, worship. We would embrace him as he first embraced us. We need thy help in a very special way, for we are not sufficient for these things to speak of this great one. He is beyond us, but we are glad that thou hast yet revealed him to us. And may these moments together may be moments of discovery, moments of delight. We rejoice in thee and ask every needed mercy and blessing in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Unfortunately, you have not had time to look through your notes, your handouts. You were just given them. But one of the key words in this series this weekend will be the word logos. It means the word. It means the mind in communication. It's not empty words, but logical words. It's the word from which we get our word logic. Logos is Greek. And in introducing this passage, I want to speak of the divine technology. While we were at the table this morning at breakfast, our brother Joe had run off from the campsite to go back to New York. He had his very special exercise. He's a very dear brother.
I went to New York and I made it back.
That would be another kind of technology. So Brother Brian says, oh no, let's call him. And they tried. They did not get through at first. And then they tried again and then... Wonderful. There was connection. They connected, and Brother Brad says, Brother Joe, man, come back. We can handle things up here. And when he turned off the cell phone, he says, thank God for technology. Thank God for technology. I told him I'm going to use that as my heading for today's lecture. Thank God for technology. And actually, the word technology is again broken up into two words from the Greek. Techno, which means art. And logi comes from logos. And really, technology is the art of the word. is the art of communicating logical thinking. That's what technology is all about. It's the science of deep thinking transferred in practical things. But its initial idea is embedded in the thought of communication. And one of the greatest technological enterprises of the day is in the whole matter of communication, the Logos. But I want to say this morning that God was ahead of man's technology in communication. The Logos came ever since. When the Lord Jesus came into this world, beloved, this was the divine technology. And we want to take up this technology this morning. God communicating his mind in the word, the Lord Jesus Christ. And it says here in verse 1, God who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets. You know the development of technology in the natural world. It has been in pieces. It has been in parts. You have some idea coming out, and then another idea, and then another one, and each one takes something of the past and develops it, embellishes it, and you get something better. And God, as he wanted to be in touch with man, he spake in times past at sundry times. It's like a text message sometimes, and it's too big for a little phone, and you get a piece coming in and then another piece coming in, or a download and you get a little piece coming in, or the packets coming in pieces. God says, I have so much to say to you. I'm going to say it to the fathers, but I'm going to give it in small downloads, in small pieces, at sundry times, over and over again. He would give some truth and then another truth, and then it would be developed. You get some truth in Genesis, but the truth in Genesis is not all. When you come to Exodus, you get something more, and the wonderful truth of redemption is there. Election, choice, selection comes up in Genesis, but then you get the redemptive side of things. The Levitical priesthood comes up next, and on, God gave in packets, in different downloads, in different transmissions, at sundry times, part of his mind. And that's how he spake in the past. But not only at different times and different packages, but God used a variety of means. Nowadays, we not only have the cell phones, we have the tablets, we have the computers, we have all kinds of different gadgets and devices whereby we can get the technology, we can get the communication going. And God says, I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to show you different ways of understanding my mind. I'm going to use the animal sacrifices. I'm going to use things like the ark. A wonderful huge boat. I'm going to use pictures. I'm going to use people. God used a variety of means to communicate his mind. And as we look at them, we see God communicating with us. God really getting in touch with us. Because that is God's mind. He wants to be in touch with us. The initiative is God's. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake, communicated, got in touch in times past with the fathers through the prophets. But I want to say that God who spoke in the past, who used these varieties of ways and who used a variety of methods to communicate his mind, have in these last days, beloved, we've come to the greatest, grandest, final, and most glorious means of divine technology. God has communicated with us through his Son. Amen? God wanted to get in touch with us. And he saw something special. You know, Digicel in Barbados, they usually say they are the bigger and the better network. You know, and you have your T-Mobile here, you have your AT&T, you have all kinds, and each one of them saying, this is the best, this is the best, and they're coming up with the latest and the best method of communication. But God says, I tried to send all of them, and they don't even know what I have in mind.